The warning does not arrive as panic. It arrives as routine, a forecast update, a shift in tone, a quiet sentence that changes what the next 48 hours will cost you. You are still at home. The lights still work. The air is calm or cold or dry. That is the trap. Disasters do not begin at impact. They begin in the hours when nothing seems urgent. That is when roads are still open. Shelves are still stocked. Decisions are still yours. Miss that window and the math flips fast. Wind takes the roof. Cold kills the engine and the heat. Fire turns the road into a dead end. Preparedness is not fear. It is choosing before pressure chooses for you. It is knowing what fails first. Power, water, air, time. When those go, comfort follows. When comfort goes, judgment slips. This is about staying alive when systems stop working. Not heroics, not luck, just clean decisions made early. Chapter 1. When the wind has a name. Scope. You live where water gets warm and storms learn how to organize. The Caribbean and the southeastern United States share the same truth. Hurricanes are not single events. They are systems that arrive in phases. Long before the eye, before the rain bands, before the wind that sounds like freight, there is a decision window. This chapter is about using that window. You prepare for wind, water, heat, darkness, and isolation. You prepare to leave early or to stay without outside help. There is no middle ground. Safety. You do not outrun hurricanes at the last minute. You do not test flood water. You do not touch downed lines. You follow evacuation orders when they are issued. This guide does not replace emergency services or official warnings. It exists to help you act before panic erases options. Every step assumes you prioritize life over property. The danger is not only impact, it is heat without power. It is contaminated water. It is carbon monoxide from bad generator use. It is structural failure after the storm passes. You stay alert after the wind drops, because that is when injuries spike. Tools and materials. You need information first. A weather radio with fresh batteries. A phone with alerts enabled. A printed map showing elevation and flood zones, because towers fail. You need water, 1 gallon per person per day minimum. 7 days is the target. Heat and humidity raise consumption. You need food that does not require refrigeration or cooking. High calorie items, manual can opener, paper plates to reduce water use. You need light, headlamps over flashlights so your hands stay free. Extra batteries stored dry. You need shelter materials, plywood or rated shutters, screws not nails, a drill that works without grid power or a charged battery pack. You need a basic medical kit, personal prescriptions filled early, copies of prescriptions on paper. You need cash, machines go dark. If staying, you need a generator used outdoors only, extension cords rated for exterior use, carbon monoxide detector with battery backup. If leaving, you need a go bag, clothing for heat and rain, clothes, shoes, copies of IDs sealed in plastic, 1 bag per person, no more. Steps. You start before hurricane season. You walk your property and look up. Anything overhead becomes a projectile. Loose roofing sheets, rotten fascia, satellite dishes with weak mounts. You fix what you can. You remove what you cannot secure. You clear drainage, gutters, yard drains, street grates near your home if accessible. Flooding often comes from blockage, not rainfall volume. You harden windows and doors. Shutters tested, plywood cut and labeled for each opening so you are not measuring under pressure. When a system forms, you watch trends, not hype. Track intensity changes and cone shifts. You do not anchor your plan to the center line. You think in probabilities. Storm surge follows wind direction and coastal shape. Inland flooding follows rainfall over time. Elevation matters more than distance from the coast. You make the stay or go decision early. If you live in a low-lying area, a flood zone, or a place with a history of storm surge, you leave when advised. You leave before traffic builds. You leave daylight hours. You tell someone where you are going. If you stay, you switch modes. You top off fuel. You freeze water bottles to extend cooler life. You set refrigerators and freezers to coldest settings before power loss. You charge everything. Phones. Battery packs. Radios. You stage 1 safe room, interior walls, no windows. You bring helmets or hard hats if available. Head protection matters when roofs fail. You keep shoes on or beside you. Debris cuts feet in the dark. As the storm approaches, you stop moving around. Flying debris injures before peak wind. You shelter early. You manage heat by limiting movement. You conserve light and batteries. You listen for changes. Wind direction shifts can signal the eye wall. Sudden calm is not the end. It is the most dangerous moment because people step outside and the second half hits harder. Checks and fixes. After the storm passes, you do not rush out. You check for gas smells. You look for sagging ceilings. You avoid standing water. It hides holes, snakes, and live wires. You boil water or use bottled water until authorities confirm safety. You discard food that warmed above safe temperatures. When in doubt, throw it out. Food poisoning after storms is common and dangerous. You run generators outside only, far from windows and doors. You check carbon monoxide detectors. You refuel only when engines are cool. You document damage with photos once safe. Insurance and aid require proof. You secure property against theft because outages attract opportunists. Care. Preparedness does not end when the wind stops. Fatigue leads to mistakes. You rest, you hydrate, you check on neighbors if safe. Community speeds recovery. You review what worked and what failed. Supplies you used faster than expected. Gear that broke. Decisions that felt rushed. You adjust for next time because there will be a next time. The hurricane does not announce itself with drama. It announces itself with time. That time is your only advantage. Use it early, because once the roads close and the water rises, the storm stops asking and starts taking. Chapter 2. The cold that shuts the world. Scope. You live where snow can fall like lead. Canada and northern regions carry a different kind of danger. Blizzards do not arrive with names and warnings the way hurricanes do. They arrive in silence that swells into chaos. 1 hour, the road is clear, visibility normal. The next, white sheets cover the world. Roads vanish. The landscape flattens. You cannot rely on external help. Rescue services slow or freeze themselves. The cold becomes a weapon. This chapter is about preparing for isolation, for loss of power, for the slow creep of hypothermia, and for days when survival depends entirely on what you planned ahead. Safety. You do not travel into whiteouts. You do not light unventilated heaters. You do not rely on cellular service alone. All steps prioritize life. Respect carbon monoxide, hypothermia, frostbite, and structural collapse. This guide does not replace official emergency instructions. It is your toolkit to survive until help arrives. Tools and materials. Information first. A weather radio. Alerts on multiple devices. Paper maps, because GPS may fail. Water. Pipes freeze. You need alternative storage. Melt snow with caution. Boil if possible. Food. High-calorie, low-prep items. Calories are warmth. You need enough to survive multiple days without resupply. Heat. Safe fuel sources. Firewood. Kerosene. Propane. Backup stoves or small heaters rated for indoor use with ventilation. Clothing, layers, wool, insulated boots, gloves, hats, extra socks. Wet clothing kills faster than cold air. Lighting, headlamps over handhelds, batteries stored dry, candles only with supervision and away from flammable materials. Medical kit, personal prescriptions, emergency medications, first aid for frostbite, cuts, burns. Vehicles, winter survival kit, shovel, blankets, flares, traction devices, full fuel. Communication. Whistle two-way radios if possible. Before the season begins, you inspect your home. Roof and structure must hold snow loads. Insulate pipes. Check seals around windows and doors. Ensure heating systems work. Clean chimneys and vents. You store water in insulated containers. Protect pipes. Know where water shutoffs are. Even in short-term power outages, cold can freeze internal systems. You prepare food for storage. Freeze essentials, dry goods, high-calorie items. Cooking may be limited. Plan meals that do not require power. When forecasts indicate a storm, you monitor early. Whiteout conditions develop fast. Travel risk increases sharply as snow and wind rise. Roads vanish in visibility below 100 meters. Snowdrifts can trap vehicles in minutes. If power fails, you shift to survival mode. Limit movement indoors. Conserve heat. Close off rooms not in use. Use insulated blankets. If using generators or heaters, follow strict ventilation rules. Carbon monoxide kills silently. Check detectors. Never use outdoor equipment indoors. Water management becomes critical. Pipes can freeze or burst. Keep taps dripping if necessary. Have alternative storage. Melt snow cautiously. Boil if possible. Avoid contaminated sources. Vehicle safety. If you must move, plan routes carefully. Carry shovel, traction mats, blankets, emergency rations. Keep fuel topped. Inform someone of travel plans. Whiteouts erase direction instantly. One wrong turn can trap you in drifting snow. Checks and fixes. Monitor body signs. Frostbite begins in extremities. Cold fingers and toes signal danger. Hypothermia progresses quietly. Confusion, slurred speech, slowed breathing. Act immediately. Layer clothing. Move carefully indoors to generate warmth. Lighting and heat sources. Headlamps conserve hands. Firewood stoves provide warmth. Maintain ventilation. Never block exhaust. Water. Pipes inspected once storm passes. Check for leaks. Flush lines slowly. Inspect storage. Boil as precaution. Food. Rotate supplies after storms. Check for spoilage, especially thawed items. Calories restore heat. Dehydration accelerates cold injury. Communication. Check devices. Recharge when possible. If isolated, signaling devices become critical. Noise carries farther than light in whiteout conditions. Vehicle recovery. If trapped, remain with car unless rescue is certain. Run engine briefly for warmth. Ventilate properly. Use flares or reflectors for visibility. Keep multiple layers inside vehicle. Care. Preparedness is not a single action. You must maintain awareness, check systems, and adjust to the environment. Mental fatigue is deadly. Sleep in short bursts if needed. Hydrate. Eat. Keep morale in check. Panic accelerates mistakes. Community matters. Check neighbors if safe. Share supplies only when secure. Storms that isolate homes can also isolate people emotionally. Communication maintains rational decision-making. After the storm, inspect surroundings. Snow removal should prioritize exits, roofs, decks, driveways. Avoid injury from falls or collapsing snow. Check for hidden hazards. Ice on downed lines, limbs, and roofs is a secondary danger. Reflect: what worked, what failed, supplies exhausted too quickly, equipment malfunctioned. Travel decisions, early or late. Each storm teaches lessons you cannot afford to forget. Blizzards are not just weather. They are time compressed into danger. Minutes without heat, water, or information become life or death. Survival depends entirely on planning, discipline, and the quiet, controlled decisions you make while the storm still listens. The cold does not negotiate. It does not show mercy. You either manage your environment, your body, and your resources, or it manages you. Every step you take before whiteout conditions matters more than what happens during the storm itself. Chapter 3. The fire that moves faster than you. Scope. You live where the air is dry, the sun relentless, and the wind can turn sparks into walls of flame. Western regions, prone to wildfires, teach a different lesson than hurricanes or blizzards. Fire does not wait. It does not slow for roads or warnings. Embers travel miles ahead. Flames leap fences, drainages, and valleys. Smoke chokes the air. Visibility collapses in seconds. This chapter is about recognizing danger early, creating defensible space, managing evacuation under pressure, and surviving when your world literally burns around you. Safety. You do not underestimate fire behavior. You do not enter active fire zones. You follow official evacuation orders. Do not rely on cell signals alone. All steps prioritize life. This guide does not replace firefighters or emergency authorities. Tools and materials. Information first. Local fire alerts, weather apps, and official channels. No evacuation routes, printed maps as backup. Water, hose ready, buckets filled, sprinklers tested, access points cleared. Fuel management, firewood, brush, leaves cleared at safe distances. Flammable liquids stored away from structures. Shelter materials, fire-resistant tarps, masks for smoke, closed clothing to protect skin. Go bags, one per person. Include clothing, IDs, cash, water, food, basic medical kit, flashlight, batteries, mask, vehicle prep, fuel topped, engine checked, tires inflated, essentials inside, routes planned. Medical kit, burn care supplies, first aid, personal prescriptions, communication, whistle, two-way radios if possible, portable charger. Steps, before fire season, survey your property. Remove fuel near structures, trim trees, shrubs, and undergrowth. Maintain at least 30 feet of defensible space where possible. Remove leaves and debris from gutters. Inspect roof materials. Avoid wooden shingles if you can upgrade. Plan multiple evacuation routes. Fires can close roads instantly. Know which roads lead out of valleys or canyons. Identify higher ground if trapped. During red flag warnings, high temperatures, low humidity, strong winds, stay alert. Winds drive flames faster than most humans can run. Ember showers ignite distant fuel. Evacuation decisions must be made early. Pack your go bag in advance. One bag per person, not multiple trips. Include water, food, clothing, cash, IDs, essential medications, flashlight, batteries, and mask. Close and seal everything in plastic. Vehicle prep is critical. Fill fuel tank, check tires, carry blankets, shovel, and emergency rations. Start engines occasionally to keep battery warm and fluid circulating. When evacuation begins, leave early. Traffic jams, smoke, and heat make delay deadly. Follow official routes. Avoid shortcuts. Visibility can drop to near zero in smoke. Do not drive through fire lines. If trapped, shelter indoors. Close doors and windows. Block vents with wet towels if possible. Stay low to avoid smoke inhalation. Radiant heat can crack glass. Interior rooms without direct exposure are safer. Have water ready for cooling walls, roofs, or yourself. Check air quality. Masks reduce inhalation of ash and particulate matter. Wet cloths over nose and mouth help. Smoke exposure is not trivial. Prolonged inhalation can cause permanent injury. Vehicle survival. If you must remain in a car, keep engine off if flames approach rapidly to avoid drawing in smoke. Roll up windows. Stay low. Cover skin. Use any available water to dampen clothing. Wait until safe evacuation path opens. Checks and fixes. After fire passes, hazards remain. Hotspots continue to smolder. Ash is toxic. Avoid direct contact. Structures may be unstable. Inspect carefully. Water is critical. Fire can compromise supply. Boil if contamination suspected. Food may be affected by heat or smoke. Discard items if in doubt. Monitor your body. Smoke inhalation. Heat exhaustion. Dehydration. Rest. Hydrate. Protect skin. Vehicle checks. Roads may have debris, burned vegetation, or unstable surfaces. Drive cautiously. Document property damage once safe. Photographs assist insurance claims and aid applications. Secure what remains. Care. Preparedness is mental as well as physical. Fire season creates stress that clouds judgment. Sleep when possible. Rotate responsibilities if multiple people are present. Maintain hydration and nutrition. Community awareness helps survival. Check on neighbors if safe. Coordinate evacuation plans. Share knowledge of safe routes and shelter locations. Reflect on what worked and what failed. Supplies, vehicle readiness, evacuation timing. Each fire season teaches lessons that save lives if applied early. Fire does not negotiate. It moves faster than humans think. It travels unpredictably. Gusts, valleys, and fuel loads dictate behavior. Every early decision matters. Leaving early, preparing defensible space, and following rules saves life. Delaying risks everything. The aftermath is harsh. Homes may remain standing, but surrounding land is scarred. Roads, utilities, and air quality are compromised. Recovery is slow. You rely on planning, discipline, and early action more than luck. Wildfire survival is not about fighting the fire alone. It is about controlling your response, your environment, and your timing. Every ember, every gust, every mile of smoke is a reminder that fire never waits for humans. It moves faster than you can run, faster than you can think, and it demands respect. Early preparation and disciplined execution are the only ways to stay ahead. You check maps, you track wind, you listen for alerts, you pack, you leave, you shelter, you survive. And when the fire finally passes, you are alive because you treated danger as time-sensitive and unyielding, and you acted before it chose for you.